Ejoko.
Let's be seated.
Then
once more. We thank you for your obedience.
I know alone when they that will.
Mercy of God will not be far from us. Take your Bible.
No one bowed or said you get anything more by himself.
In a few minutes, some message I have for you.
Only Ruru Nibata daily aye.
When we come to the earth,
only room can in young while aye.
We are searching for diverse things. By all power, we seek for money. Seek for children. Seek for good houses. Trying to buy lands. And seeking for good positions. Diverse things we seek for. And all that we seek, they are just ephemeral. Childbearing is just but
transient.
Getting married is just but for a moment.
The
vehicle will ride in just for a moment. Even the world itself is transient. The Bible means to know this world shall be replaced. Even the heavens shall be replaced. The Bible says, be expecting
a
new earth and new heavens. Because this world already put by sin, soon they will be off.
Hence,
that statement came out from Jesus.
Verse 33
of our lesson. Hallelujah. You observe the earlier statement. The earlier statement is, do not worry. We want to get rich. We want to have children. We want to build houses. We want to get married. Looking for positions.
He
said, don't you worry. The Lord knows what befits us. And he knows where he's taking you.
So
your father in heaven, he knows what you must but have. What he's telling us is, because you build houses, you get married, you buy cars, don't become covetous because of them. Don't become thieves because of them. Don't become assassin because of them. Don't because of all this and begin to shed blood. Don't because of all this and become dishonest. The Lord knows that all this, they befit you. And they befit you really. For the chickens you see, the feathers are from heaven. It isn't from the heart here. And the goat skin is forever. Only death can take off the skin. That is the plan of God for them. They never fasted because of that. They never had vigils to ask. A lot of things we have vigil for. Going from mountains to mountains. The Lord knows. They are our rights. We must but be given.
But
what God wants is, don't seek for them by force. Don't seek for them by force. The children were bearing has certain period of gestation in his mother before it comes out. Premature pregnancy will not be named Christian. And he's buried. Our goodness has time. If you
are
a lady who's hurrying to go to your husband's house,
you'll
be living miserable life. A man that gets married hurriedly, not having the marital qualifications, their family, don't get settled. If they have money for this, they won't have money for that. If they are able to buy clothing, they may not be able to buy shoes. Every day, the wife will be pointing to other families. We are not eating the same food that so and so are eating. Don't you know today is a festive period? Must you not change arrangement? It isn't so. The husband is not fit to get married. No employment, and yet he wants to be husband of a woman. Without employment, there can't be money. Without money, you cannot have success. What I'm saying is, everything has time. Wait for your time. The one who has more than you today, you are surely going to have more than the person tomorrow. What is important in generation is seek the kingdom of God. Why did he say it? The kingdom of the earth is being replaced. Only God knows how many kings have reigned in the particular town. As one is dying, another one is being enthroned. Even those who are governing us, the yesterday's governor is not for today. Even the one ruling today will not be the one that will rule tomorrow. We live in government that is being replaced. The kingdom of God
is
called the kingdom of righteousness and peace. Nobody can overthrow it. They don't weep in that kingdom. Everybody has in that kingdom. The kingdom has no room for hospital. The people living there will never suffer sickness. For us to see how great the kingdom of God is. That is why he's going to use the millennial reign for the beloved. Before we go into everlasting kingdom. Knowing this kingdom, therefore, Jesus said, all of us have come into church. How many are seeking God's kingdom? How many are so concerned about God's kingdom? You know the prayers you offer on daily basis? How many times have you said, God, let me inherit your kingdom? This coming kingdom, don't let me be left out.
Matthew 7:21.
All those who are going to church, those who are in position in the church, all the church leaders, men and women in the church, calling me God, God. A lot of them have no part in the kingdom because Abalis go to church. The idol worshippers attend churches. Killers attend church. Witches attend church. Diverse people go to church to go and shout, to go and sing, to pray. Among those registered in the forthcoming kingdom, their names are deleted. Those calling me Lord, Lord, not all of them without the kingdom of God. Those go to the kingdom. One. There is no time to actually expatiate on the kingdom. Those go to that kingdom we are talking about. Number one. Those who accepted Jesus as their Lord and Savior. Number two. Those who have not replaced the Lord with strange gods. Number
àwọn tí wọ́n sọra wọn di ọ̀tá ẹsẹ̀ àwọn tó ń sá fún ẹsẹ̀ lójoojúmọ́.
Those who run away from sin on daily basis.
Nú àwọn tí ń wá ìjọba yìí.
Among those seeking the kingdom.
Àwọn ọlọ́wọ́ mímọ́.
The pure one.
Àwọn aláyà funfun.
Those who have pure heart.
Àwọn tí ò gbọ́kàn wọn sókè sí asán.
Who have not lifted their soul unto vanity.
Àwọn tí ò búra ẹ̀tàn.
Who has not sweat deceitfully.
Àwọn tí wọ́n wo ní wọ́n ń retí ní ìjọba yìí o.
They are expecting, who are those expecting in that kingdom?
Wọ́n láyé wọn kún fún ìgbọràn.
Those whose life is full of obedience.
Ìgbọràn ni mú ní pòfin Ọlọ́run.
Obedience will help you to obey, to keep God's word.
Wọ́n láyé wọn kún fún ìbẹ̀rù Ọlọ́run.
Those who have the fear of God in them.
Àwọn tó ń gbègbè ayé olóòótọ́.
Those who are so honest in their living.
Àwọn tí ìgbàgbọ́ wọn yìí fi àìsòdodo tẹ̀ òótọ́ mọ́lẹ̀.
Their faith will not suppress honesty.
Ẹ̀ẹ́sẹ̀ nìkan ni ó tò lẹ́yìn rẹ tí ó wà lóhun ó dìbò fún ọkọ tó wọnú ìjọba yẹn.
Nobody will kill behind you before you enter the kingdom.
Àwọn tí mò ń dárúkọ yìí ló ń àmúyẹ.
Those things I'm mentioning, they are qualifications.
Sọ fi yẹ fún ìjọba yìí.
To be worthy of that kingdom.
Ṣé nígbà tá a bá ń lọ sínú ìjọba titun yìí.
Why go to that new kingdom?
Òkú nínú Kristi náà kò jí dìde.
Death in Christ will rise first.
Àwọn alààyè tí òfin kan mí dípò Ọlọ́run á wá pa wọ́n lára dà.
The living who has not replaced the law with something else will now be changed.
Àwọn sọ́mọ̀ láti lọ pàdé ọba.
We meet
olórí ìjọba wa.
The head of our kingdom in the firmament.
Oh, I say welcome service for ni Jerusalem on taye.
We will welcome in the Jerusalem on this earth. That is where the new kingdom will begin. Then you know what really peace is. You will know what pleasure is.
Isaiah
said there won't be death in that kingdom. There won't be mourning, nor pain. Even the poison of the snake will be left out. Snakes, kids, everything will be living together. When talking about the kingdom, our time will fail us. The kingdom of God, seek it. I have told you by which you can seek it. You know how well the sake is. But he got all those things in bad way. And was seeking God's kingdom. Because of God's kingdom, he went to Jesus. All those I have robbed, I paid back in fourfold. Jesus now confirmed his salvation. Say today, salvation has come into thy household. Has you yourself, you are a child of Abraham. Your salvation is sure. From today, the son of man has come to seek the lost and to save them. Be concerned with God's kingdom. All the government of this world are nothing. In God's kingdom, there won't be anything called pandemic. Why it is so convenient that time?
Bíbélì jẹ́ ká mọ̀ wípé a ó de sátánì mọ́lẹ̀ fún ẹgbẹ̀rún ọdún yẹn kò ní lè yọjú náà sí lòdù lásìlẹ̀ wàhálà.
Satan will be banned for that 1,000 years and he was the cause of the problem.
Ìgbé ayé tẹ́nìyàn ò gbérí lágbè mẹ́.
Will you live a new life?
Ẹ dìde dúró.
Let's stand.
Ìgbé ayé tá ò tí ì gbérí.
The life you have not lived before.
Wọ́n pariwo.
Shout.
Ọlọ́run.
Lord, in all that you have given unto me in the world, child children as a position and honor, don't let me be lost in your kingdom. I do tell us, only one vehicle remain in God's kingdom
carriage,
taking you to Jesus, and that vehicle is grace. Once you miss that grace,
Jesus will
not come to die the second
time.
Out of six time that human
have,
this is sixth
one. The
seven being expected is the millennial
reign.
Shout above your neighbor,
Lord,
in my journey on earth,
don't
let me lose the kingdom of God.
Amen.
Offer one more and then our Father pray for us. Evil will not be hard concerning us. Amen. While our father was young, they call fornication certain name.
If
I can find someone that can remember the name,
call
fornication is particular name. If I can get somebody, I
will
be greatly rewarded. Why they call it that is the money ought to have been spent on wise husband who didn't with a concubine. No time, but I will have gone far in the question. What they called fornication that day? Will you pledge before our father will tell us?
I've
made the pledge if you don't know it.
That
person will be rewarded. It is not a cross. Nobody can run among us. When we heard
the name,
that is the name given to
read.
Just ephemeral pleasure. And can hinder you from getting to the kingdom. Lord, never allow sin to overcome me, not to enter that new kingdom.
Amen.
One or 2 minutes past ten. We can still have time to have 3 more prayer points.
Lord,
if death is taking life of others, it must not touch me. If sickness is ravaging others, it must not touch me. If battle are raging over others, it must not touch me.
Amen.
Our father and his servant was talking at that time. He said, behold, the peace is just standing on one foot. Peace is being walking drudgely.
He's
no longer seated. And
he's
not perfectly standing too. People who are facing battle are more than those who are free.
Corona la yen kibo si awon egbe corona to tun wa labe corona ta ko won jo.
There are so many sicknesses
o po ju eyi tan calculate
ile apart from the coronavirus itself. You are to pray. The power that delivered the three from the fiery furnace. The power that saved Daniel from the den of lions. There is worldly lions now. Fires is raging in the world. Lord. All the power by which you are called God. I always like to use that statement. The power by which you are known as God. Use it to deliver me from the battle that's raging in the world right now.